Chat Up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
6.05 for your Friday morning. I love this weekend. Weekend before grand final weekend. So you got all the prelim finals.
Oh, yeah. There's some great NRL games on this weekend.
So Broncos Storm tonight, which is going to be a ripper. They reckon Storm's got that in the bag, but I don't know. You never know this weekend. Anyone can win on any day.
The Broncos
such
in
a footy,
finals
footy term.
In finals time always seem to turn it on. But so do Melbourne Storm, so it'll be a really good game tonight.
So if Broncos win tonight and then the Cowboys tomorrow night, all Queensland grand final again.
Which pretty much, yeah. Melbourne Storm's like a full Queensland team anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of Queensland players in there.
I did read somewhere the Cowboys, because they just scraped into the finals, right? The Cowboys just got in. They thought they were going to have a mad Monday that weekend, and now they're in the finals, and apparently they're just having a great time. They're just travelling together. It's like an extended end of season. No pressure on the Cowboys.
Well, that's a good way to be. It's better than going into favourites.
And then if they make the grand final, right, if they beat the Roosters on Saturday night, JT, could he come back?
He can't.
Wheel him out there on a wheelchair. Shoulder strapped up, who cares? Just get
play
him
with
out.
One arm.
Get him out there.
He'd be probably better than a lot of players with one arm.
You got to get him out there. Anyway, it's a great weekend of footy AFL as well with Crows and Geelong on tonight and Richmond and GWS tomorrow night. So it's just a good weekend all round. And long weekend next weekend as well. So it's good times. You may have heard our producer on the air just before the news. She's had to go home sick, poor Rach. So we are running.
Just kidding. No, she's very sick at the moment, the poor thing.
All I'm trying to set up here is the fact that, you know.
It's a sinking ship, guys. Bail out now.
Come down with us.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Have you seen Tony Abbott's been headbutted?
Yep, sore.
Everyone's talking about it.
Why are we still talking about Tony Abbott?
I don't know.
He's not the Prime Minister.
No, he's moved on.
We booted him.
I'd rather talk about Kevin 07.
To be honest, same here. I like him more.
At least his campaign rhymed.
Yeah, true.
That's the only reason he kind of
bombed
out.
Tony Abbott, go have a sit down and a cup of tea, mate.
Yeah, move aside, Abbott.
No one cares,
nah, your
mate.
Time is done. But he's back in the news again today, plastered everywhere. You'll see this today. Tony Abbott's been headbutted in Tassie.
Oh, was it in Tassie, was it?
It was. Does that make it any different?
No, I just didn't know where it was.
They're pretty loose in Tassie.
They are.
I just got back from there. Yeah. So he said he was walking back to his hotel room. And this is all, I mean, alleged by Tony Abbott, but he said he...
So no one's got this on recording?
No, there's no recording of it. Okay. It's just his account of what happened.
Him saying this is what went down.
Him and his staffers.
Okay.
And he's saying someone with a marriage equality badge that said yes. Mm-hmm. So he's turned around. He's seen someone with a yes badge. They've called out to Tony Abbott and said, Tony, I want to shake your hand. Come over. And then whack, right in the lip. Here's Tony.
Well, you know what? He shouldn't treat his wife bad. That stuff happens.
She's taken her opportunity.
She's given him a headbutt, Tony Abbott's wife.
This is him talking about it on radio.
A chap wearing a... vote yes badge. He says, I want to shake your hand. I went over to shake his hand and then he headbutted me.
Right in the lip.
I don't understand, to be honest, someone who headbutts someone. Like your most delicate part of your body and you're going to hurl that at another human being. Well, I don't get it.
Between your forehead, which is a very strong part, and your nose, which is very fragile, there's not a lot of room.
No, and if you miss...
If you make that mistake...
I don't think I could ever headbutt someone.
I've never gone the headbutt. I'm not a headbutt kind of... I'm not a violent kind of guy. I'm a lover, not a fighter, mate, but, you know.
Like, are people still headbutting people? Like,
Tassie's a little bit behind the time. They haven't quite caught up, but
what goes through your mind? I think sometimes people who throw a headbutt think they're not going to get as in much trouble as a punch.
Really? Because you can kind of get away with saying, I was just sort of talking and then he got close to me and whack.
And we bumped heads.
Yeah, as you know, no
Whereas
deal.
If you throw a punch, very different.
I see the train of thought there. Mm. This headbutter, though, has really taken the opportunity on. I mean, you only get a very brief window with something like that.
We met Tony Abbott.
We did.
Did you ever think about headbutting? Nah.
Can't say I did, to be honest.
I can't say it crossed my mind. A few other things did.
Like? What?
I was going to high-five him.
Right in the face.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I tell you one man who'd be happy today, Jarryd Hayne.
Why is that?
Remember Jarryd Hayne went to that school and he was doing a presentation on internet security, and then up on the screen popped some adult entertainment.
Someone hacked his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of the kids. What a position to be in. That's annoying, isn't it?
Hilarious.
It's been topped today, not locally in Australia, but if you want to go make your way to Russia, there's an ice skating rink. So just picture the ice skating rink here, right? Mm-hmm. You're there, you're skating around, bunch of kids going on, and then the big screens get taken over. The big screens of the ice skating rink get taken over with an adult movie.
Oh, no.
And not just any old sort of light entertainment. This is some
full-on
kind of stuff up there. 4 minutes they got away with it up on the big screen. 4 minutes before anyone was able to do anything.
But what's the point, though? Was it like a ice hockey game, or was it just a normal ice skating rink?
Just families and stuff skating around. Apparently a lot of people didn't even notice at one point because they weren't able to get the sound working. Plus a lot of 15, 16-year-old boys were like,
leave it go.
You know, just getting around.
Seems a bit lame in comparison.
What do you mean?
Like they could have picked a
better target.
Yeah.
Like what? Like a big sporting event or something?
Like if it was an ice hockey game,
yeah.
Yes, I will definitely.
Oh, you back that, do you?
I'll back that because, you know, that's an actual, you know, game that you're hacking into.
An actual target.
Just a normal old ice skating rink. Leave them alone.
Oh.
What did they do to you?
Let them skate.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Jeez, at least do it on a bigger scale.
I don't think they think about it all that much. When these guys, they're still being looked for at the moment. They're unable to find the people that did it.
What do they book them with?
I'd be looking at the employees. What do you mean?
Like if the police catch up with them, what are they booking them with?
That's a good question, actually.
Like what would they call it?
If any police officers can help us out with that one.
Obstruction of big screen TV? Like what are they booking them?
I'm not 100% sure. Is there some sort of law against being able to show adult entertainment?
Yeah, I'd say so.
In public?
Well, especially if young kids are around.
Oh.
Like, that's what they'd get booked with. Like, showing, like, you know, inappropriate material to minors.
Oh, how do you
know? I'm just making up laws myself.
You sound like you know exactly what's going on in the law department.
I used to do that at uni.
What's that?
Me and a couple of friends, we used to override the projector in a big lecture.
Did you now?
I've done that before.
This is new info to me.
This is when the iPhone first kind of was big.
Yeah.
And there was an app that came out. It's a universal remote you can get on your phone, which I don't know if you can do it anymore.
Okay.
And this guy who I was friends with, he was actually really smart. And he said to me one day, he's like, oh, I've got this universal app on my phone. Watch this.
What'd you put up?
Oh, he was putting up.
Like what?
I can't even remember, but it was hilarious. Like videos, like I think he started small, like a video of a dog or something.
Right.
And it's a lecture of 400 people.
Yeah, and they were loving it.
And the professor down the front was freaking out and he started to get real angry.
Really?
He's like, whoever that is, like I'm going to find you and all this kind of stuff. And we were all just pissing ourselves
and
laughing.
Is this the same guy that you just happened to be in the same room as when he just happened to be on the black dark web?
It was the same guy, actually.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
One of my mates, he's engaged. Amazing. Really happy for him. I've never met his fiance before, but I met her the other day, and she's a lovely person.
For the first time.
For the first time. She did say something, though, that I found very strange, and I don't know whether to tell him or not. Which I think he would know.
So this wasn't in front of him. This is just you and her.
This was just in a conversation, which I think he would know because
Just between the girls.
Yeah. No, she's obsessed. So she's obsessed with crime podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Loves them. You know, Serial and all that kind of gear.
Yeah.
Loves a crime show, reads crime novels. She doesn't work in the crime industry.
She's just
obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Loves it.
That's okay.
She said to me, and she mentioned this to me, she's like, oh, I'm really, you know, into this particular podcast at the moment. It's about kind of like Serial, but a bit different where, you know, they go through a particular crime, like murder crimes.
Yep. Is it called Case File?
Might be. There's a few going around at
some
the moment.
Dark ones on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some real dark ones.
Yeah.
And she said, she's like, oh, because I listen to these podcasts and stuff. She's like, oh, I kind of, you know, take extra measures when I'm in an Uber or a cab and stuff. And I'm like, what do you mean by that?
What, she thinks she's going to get killed.
Well, she goes, I kind of whenever I'm in an Uber or a cab, I'll pull out my hair and leave it in the cab.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? So
just to leave the DNA.
She leaves her DNA in cabs and Ubers and other places too, which I don't know where else, but she mentioned the Ubers and the cabs in case something happens.
Right.
And it makes, this is her quote.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it easier for the crime investigation team to know what happened.
Yeah.
I looked at her and went, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I tried to act like, oh, yeah, that's normal. Not normal.
I'm half laughing, but I've also half done it myself.
You've done it.
Not, I haven't left any hair in a cab or anything like that, but I watch a fair bit of this stuff too because Jamie, my fiancée, she's in law and she loves criminal law, so we're always watching these kind of shows.
Oh, I spent $400 on SUV, Law and Order.
So there's a fascination to it, right?
Yeah.
One day I went outside when I was living not far from the radio station, actually, and I went out to the bin and I saw four cigarette butts in the bin, and I don't smoke. So I was like, oh, my God, who's that? Someone has been standing outside our house watching us smoking. I thought,
oh, I don't know about that.
So we got a plastic bag, grabbed the cigarette butts and put them under a rock. They're probably still there. They're probably still at the house.
You need help.
In case we ever got murdered, they'd come back and find the cigarette butts and found who did it. True story.
You need to stop watching those shows. Seriously. And so does this girl. I said to her, I was like, oh, yeah, totally normal. I said to my friend.
Yeah.
I said, do you know she's like got a real big obsession with these crime podcasts? I think you need to kind of shut it down because it's getting out of control.
I thought you were going to say she's listened to so many that she's starting to have thoughts of being that person.
Hey.
So that could have been really.
Yeah, no, that would be even worse.
Downward spiral.
I did think easy wedding present.
What's that?
I can purchase some hair. You know how you can purchase like hair from that murderer over in America who's in prison?
Didn't know that.
He sells locks of his hair. She
really?
Would love that, wouldn't she?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Why do people get so touchy about breast milk? I mean, I'm no mother, of course.
And oh, like when a lady's breastfeeding?
Yeah, not just breastfeeding, but breast milk.
Okay.
I'm just reading
what
a story.
Do you mean?
I'm reading a story out today. A nanny's been fired for sampling breast milk.
Ooh.
That obviously not belongs to the nanny, belongs to the mum while she's out.
That's a bit weird.
And the nanny gets a little taste tester.
What? How do they know that?
Well, the mum was suspecting it, and I think what the mum's
not... What? Is the nanny just cracking open a bottle and having a chug?
The nanny's a fiend for it.
What? She likes it?
Loves it.
That's weird.
The mum was suspecting it, right?
Yeah, I'd be touchy about that too. It's for the baby, not you.
Well, that's what she's annoyed about.
Is that all that she's annoyed about?
Why? What else would she be?
Oh, it's just weird.
It's weird, but I think I'd try it.
Nah. I've smelt it before. It's gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Whose did you smell?
I can't remember.
I hope
one
it was
of my
a friend.
Friends. I think it was a friend of mine.
You just went up to a lady breastfeeding and went, ooh.
That smells funky.
Would not be trying that today.
Yeah, she wasn't impressed.
They set up some CCTV cameras just to see if they could catch
the nanny cam.
The nanny cam. And apparently the nanny has gone where she thought was out of sight, gone to the fridge and chugged a whole bottle. Not just a taste, she's chugged the whole bottle down, this nanny.
It's not a milkshake. Leave some for the baby.
It's not bringing all the boys to the yard.
That's strange.
Yeah, it is a bit off.
It's literally.
Literally is.
Literally.
A bit off.
Smells off the milk.
But people just get, I don't know, they're just so
you don't be drinking
about
some other person's. Oh.
Has anyone?
Oh, I think there would be people.
I think on this show before, over the last couple of years, we took people who had tried their own partners.
Yes.
And I think I would possibly.
There's a difference
do
to
that.
Trying it to chugging a whole bottle of randoms. It's very different.
We've got calls, Bree.
Oh, we're a producer down. Are you going to take that call?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, producer, no worries, mate.
Hello.
Who we got there?
Yeah, it's Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Chris, have you tried it?
Someone else's.
Mate, I've got a story for you about my little toddler and her milk.
Okay.
And my wife's milk.
Yep.
I had a few of the boys come around for a pizza night, and I was thawing out my toddler's milk, and my mate came around and opened up a little bag. It was in a pre-made bag, and he tasted it to see what the yeast I was making for the pizza base. He thought I was activating the yeast.
Yeah.
And he actually dipped his finger and tasted my my wife's breast milk.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because that's the story he told you, which he actually just wanted to taste your wife's breast milk.
Oh, you creep.
Oh, seeing if the yeast was activated. Who knows what that is? That's lots of blatant.
What was his review of it? What did he say when he found out?
I actually kind of looked at him do it, not realizing what he was actually doing. And the moment that he put his finger in his mouth, I was like, "Mate, what are you doing?" And he was like, "I'm just testing to see what the yeast with the water and the sugar and that tasted like." I was like, "Mate, that's my wife's breast milk."
And then he went back for a second go, did he? Shut up.
No, he turned the yeast.
I don't buy your friend's story at all.
Not in the slightest. Just stick to the beers. Don't be testing the yeast.
Stick to the beers.
Or the breast milk, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I saw something a bit strange at Erin Affair yesterday. I was doing my grocery shopping at Woolworths and there was a group of ladies. I think there would have been about five or six of them. And they were all Chinese and they were all standing around and they were having a conversation and it was kind of getting a little bit heated and I've kind of noticed them all standing around talking and they had bags full of formula tins.
Yep.
And they'd all tied them up so they're really tight, but they're all in their trolleys. So they had all this formula and that's the only thing that was in the trolleys. There was nothing else.
So this is baby formula, which we hear a lot about.
Yeah. And I actually saw something online a couple of days ago. It was on Channel 7 News where they were talking about how people are gathering all this formula and they're selling it on the grey market, they call it, back to China. Take a listen.
A factory tucked away in an industrial estate. The roller doors are up, but this is a closed shop.
What are you guys doing with all the formula?
Part of a booming but legal grey market trade in baby formula.
No.
Inside, we found pallets, bags, even shopping trolleys ready to be sent to China.
There's a lot of customers who want shipping their parcels going to overseas.
The rise of professional Chinese shoppers, or daigos as they are known, is putting pressure on supermarket supplies.
The daigos.
It's an interesting one. Apparently, some of these people are making up to over $100,000 a year doing this.
Wow. Is there anything to say they can't do this? Are you not allowed to buy from a supermarket, put it in a factory and then push it overseas?
No, so it's all legal.
Oh, okay.
Well, apparently it is legal. And then the supermarkets implemented a 4-tin limit per person.
Right.
But what parents here in this country are angry about is that 4-tin limit, they can get 4 tins, go to their car and they can come straight back.
Right.
It's not a 4-tin limit per day. So what's happening is that, I mean, I don't have kids, you don't have kids yet, but obviously that's something we need to think about for the future, is that apparently once you put your child on a certain brand or a certain type of formula, they have to stay on that one. So you can't just buy whatever.
So it's purely unfair to the mums, right? That's why they're trying to put a stop to it, because they need to keep the product.
There's a lot of mums that will go to a supermarket, and there's quotes from different mums around this country who say they go up to 4 or 5 different supermarkets and they can't find the formula for their child.
Apparently it is hot property overseas.
Yeah, super hot property. And there's a quote from this woman who said that apparently there's some Woolies and Coles in certain areas who now put a tin under the locked cupboard where the cigarettes are in case there is a parent who is in desperate need of formula.
This is a full-on black market operation.
And they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars off it.
You hear people opening up the old
jacket.
The old jacket going, yeah, you want
with
a piece
formula
of this? Which brand you want? Which one you need?
But apparently it's getting so bad now because there's so many different people doing it that there's literally really low stocks of formula for, supermarkets are getting pumped.
What do we want from the people this morning?
I want to know from the people on 13, 12, 16 this morning, has this affected you?
Yeah.
And do you think it's fair? Should there be a limit?
And are you running some sort of operation? And can I sneaky get a little piece of that?
Do you think it's right?
Oh, no. Morally, no. Like, I guess you just want to leave the option open for everyone, but it's not illegal. That's the thing. So you're
not
technically doing anything wrong. And it has crossed my mind because, I mean, everyone needs a little bit of money. But
you wouldn't be able to do it because you need the contacts overseas.
Well, exactly.
That's how they can do it.
But when I say I've thought about doing it, I'm not genuinely going to buy and go do all this operation. But it's hard for me to say because I'm not a parent, so I don't understand how hard that situation
exactly
is.
Exactly right, so. I guess, yeah.
All right, 13, 12, 16, your calls next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You can call the show anytime you like on 13, 12, 16. I saw something yesterday at Erin Affair at Woolworths. It was a group of ladies and they were all standing around and they had a trolley each with heaps of baby formula inside the trolley and they were all discussing. I couldn't understand what they were saying, but arguing about something, but that's the only thing that was in their trolley. And we're just talking about the grey market trade, which people are buying up all this baby formula because apparently it's really good quality here in Australia. And then they're selling it overseas and shipping it overseas. And it's making it really difficult for mums in this country to be able to buy the baby formula that they're using really easily.
They're making up to $100,000 a year, which is...
So they're profiting big time.
That's a big amount of money.
Yeah,
that's
a great amount of money.
More than most get paid. Kevin Wyong has got in touch with us on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Kev.
Morning.
Morning. How are you guys going?
Very well, thanks. You were saying off air that you have relatives overseas who asked you to buy the formula and take it over there for them.
Yeah, they say it's really good quality. They notice that their kids are more smart compared to the other people that's using the local milk formula.
What, so they're saying it makes them smarter?
Yeah, apparently, with like lots of different DHAs, and that's why it's been quite proven that lots of other people in other countries have been buying formula and shipping it out. I would understand that.
Why don't China just start making their own?
Yeah, can they do that?
Yeah.
I think, you know, with the track record of China having, like, you know, the kidney stones incident a few years back when the baby had the milk formula.
Because the quality wasn't as good.
Yeah, they do a lot of not quoting every company in China, then there might be some sort of addition of material to reduce costs and increase the profit.
Right, okay.
What's your take on it, Kev? Do you think like they should be taxed more for getting this outside of the country, or do you think it's okay?
Well, yeah, I think if, you know, China can negotiate with Australia and then maybe do a sort of a direct export, that would actually be more benefit for the Australian sort of business and finance-wise. And it's also reduce the stress on the local people who's wanting the demand of it as well. And
so you're saying instead of making it all on the sly, this grey market which people are running themselves, make it into an actual business and then both sides get to benefit?
Yeah, and sort of get win-win in both sides.
Kev, you say your family's asked you. Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, money there to be made.
Well, I work in the hospital, so I don't really need that sort of little money of transporting milk powder around.
Yeah, it's a bit of a process.
He's got better things to do, Kev's saying.
We just had another call come through, 13, 12, 16.
Hello, who's that?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, who was that?
It's Maddie.
Maddie, hey, Maddie. Do you have a take on this baby formula grey market?
Yes, yeah, so I used to work at Woolworths.
Yeah.
And we had heaps of people coming in and buying so much formula that we had none on the shelves at all. So when we did...
What would happen when mums would come in and they obviously need this formula to feed their kid? What would you tell them? You just would say, we don't have any.
Well, they'd constantly be coming up to the front desk and going, oh, I'm looking for this type of formula whatsoever. And we just didn't even know how to respond to the question because we were just like, oh, well... or sold it out. We don't know why, but yeah, we had heaps of people coming in, buying four at a time, and then coming in later in the day and buying it again. So we had regular people coming in and buying it all the time.
So people obvious. Who are obviously turning it into a business, not just for their kids.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, you worked there, you had first access to it. Did you ever think about just grabbing it, you know, as you were stocking the shelves?
No way.
No way. Okay.
No.
What's your take on it, Maddie? What do you think? Do you think it's a bit unfair for, like, mums who obviously need the formula for their kids and aren't using it as a business? They just need it to feed their child?
I think it's completely selfish. I mean, these people need formula for their kids. I mean, some women can't even breastfeed.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's completely selfish that people are using it for their own
personal
income.
Gain.
Yeah, that's where the problem lies, isn't it? It's a moral thing. You've got to take that into account.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't sit all that well with me. Like, I feel like there should be some sort of mediator. And I get that, you know, obviously there's a demand for it for overseas, but then it's really hindering mothers in this country feeding their kids. Like, it's making it really difficult.
Something more needs to be done than just putting a four-cap limit on it, for
because
sure.
Because obviously they're having free reign at the moment and they're just, you know, taking advantage of it.
Thanks for the calls this morning, guys. We appreciate it.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
You made an announcement on the show yesterday that you're giving up takeout food for a month, which, respect.
So eating out and takeout.
Yeah. That wouldn't be easy to do.
It's not. And I'm someone who, I love a brunch.
Yeah.
I love a brunch.
Imagine
and it's
after...
been easy so far because gorgeous Alan, who usually works here, is on holidays and he's my brunch partner. We have a brunch Instagram, Coasty Brunch Hunter.
That's right.
How much we like brunch. So he's not here at the moment. So it's
easier. How's he taking the news?
He doesn't know
He doesn't
yet.
Know yet that he's going to be without you for a month.
He doesn't
And
know
you put $100 on the table as well, so you're laying your money where your mouth is. And you're doing it to save money, I'm guessing.
I'm doing it to just be healthier in general too.
Okay. Do you, when you find you go out, do you buy unhealthy food?
I think I just love food. Like, I really love to eat, and when I go out, it's a lot easier to get something bad.
So it's a bit more controlled when you know what you're getting from
when
the
I'm
supermarket.
At home, yeah, I cook a lot healthier when I'm at home.
You can manage it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So you're one day into it.
Mm.
Talk to me. How did yesterday go?
I felt good about yesterday.
Yep.
I felt pretty proud of myself. My friend Matt was over. He's like, let's go down to Terrigal and get a burger from Chop and Grind. And I love that place.
You're like, this is hard on day one.
Best burgers on the coast.
Yep.
But I held strong.
Well,
it's only
done.
Day one, so no big deal.
That's hard to do. And so you sat there and watched him eat a burger.
You were horrible to me yesterday. You said to everyone in the office, and you've never done this before, this is not a Gaunsey thing to do. He said, who wants something from Tommy's Cafe? I'm going down to get something.
That was to be expected, wasn't
and
it?
And you literally watched me sit in the corner as everyone else around me.
No, that was to be expected.
I ate my boring oats.
Tommy threw in a couple of extra muffins, so I appreciate that.
Not a muffin fan.
So. All right, guys, make it croissants next time. That'll be great.
I do like a croissant.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? I don't know. If anyone's got any specials they'd like to announce this weekend that they've got food-wise, happy to get you on the air on 13, 12, 16. Just tell us some delicious, tasty specials at your cafe that Bree might be enticed
by. Don't call.
By.
No one wants to hear about it.
Call us with your specials.
No,
tell us what you've got.
Don't call the show.
Because I'm happy to come try it over the weekend. I mean, that would
I'm trying to better myself.
Yeah, and you need little challenges along the way.
No, I don't want to be tested.
You need little tests to see if it's able to be done. 13, 12, 16, who we got there?
My name's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Danielle, don't do this to me.
What delicious special do you have at your cafe you'd like to promote?
It's not my own cafe, but I work at the Club Mingara, and at their wellness cafe, they've got this amazing vegan breakfast wrap with, like, baked beans and a hash brown and everything in it. It is amazing.
Damn it, Danielle. Damn you.
This is what it is. It's tasty.
I do love a hash brown.
Oh, the hash brown.
I can go to the supermarket. I can buy my own hash browns. It's okay.
Would you do a double hash brown in there?
Oh, you could.
Oh,
bye, Danielle. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Bree's hung up on you there. Look at all the specials, right? Let's take some more next. We'll come back with some more delicious specials.
Oh, look at the time.
To drool
I've
got to
go.
Straight after this.
I've got to go.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Hey, you're getting some calls of support, which is good to see.
I just had the loveliest call from Amanda. She said she felt bad for me and she agrees. She's got a problem with eating out. She's addicted to Thai food and she's jumping on the bandwagon.
So
she's pledging with me.
She's going to do a month no takeout food, is she?
Oh, this is good. I feel like support, if we've got a supportive group, and then I'm thinking at the end of the month, as a celebration, we'll go on a takeout food pub crawl.
It actually works out well because the last day of your challenge will be a Saturday, the 21st of October. So you can do a full pub meal crawl.
We'll hit up all my favourite places to eat on the coast.
Have all the meals.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
If you want to be a part of the Pledge Club, call through. You have to do it, though.
You have to do that to get the food on the day.
And we will out you on air if you don't, and all your friends can call up and dob you in.
Well, you know where to find us. 13, 12, 16.
Making it sound so enticing.
You're sounding quite aggressive on day two of your no takeout food challenge.
No takeout food for 24 hours and I'm not loving it.
You're on the edge. Hey, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, the Mariners Family Day is on. There's going to be players, full team signing, a whole bunch of stuff going on. Went off last year. Kibble Park is where it's happening this year and you just need to get yourself, it runs tomorrow, Kibble Park 9 till 3. You get to see the all new look Mariners and they're naming the captain tomorrow as well. So you can get there for that over the weekend. We've also got these captain underpants, a couple of leftovers for the weekend if you want to grab those off us. 13,
that'd be a
12,
good time
16.
For the kids and going into school holidays too.
Yeah, you can experience more of these school holidays. Hoyt's Erina, kids tickets from $9.90. We've got a couple of double passes just as we wrap up the show here and we also like to wrap it up with this. Jack the Rapper.
He's our go-to man.
Can I just say, he's just moved to Newcastle, Jack.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got a new job. You know he's hurt his back.
Yeah.
Couldn't work in Sydney anymore. So now he's working in Newcastle. He drives here just to do the rap for us.
He's
weekly.
Such a stand-up guy.
I know.
He really is. And
he's an accountant.
He's an accountant, but he does the weekly rap here for us, and he's a really lovely guy.
He loves it. I spoke to him yesterday when I was shooting Who's with him, and I said, we need to start thinking about a big 2017, like all the big stuff and, that happened this year. And I kind of said we might sing the hook on it.
I'm not singing.
Or we find someone like Fletcher Pillen.
That's a good idea. That is a great idea.
What's in the news this week?
Biggest news topics of the week or stuff that's made the rap is the Emmys. And, of course, Nicole Kidman picked up an Emmy. Dez Hasler getting fired from the Bulldogs this week, which is a massive news story for the NRL.
That's going to roll on for a while as well when they try and find out.
What's going on?
He's trying to claim more money and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he's taking
him
to court.
It's pretty messy. Trump threatens rocket man Kim Jong-un. That's in there. Marriage equality, of course. How can that not make the list? It's the biggest news topic every week for the past couple of months.
I'm doing my vote today and sending it off.
So am I.
Yep, and that'll be a big fat yes.
I've got it at home. I couldn't do it yesterday because I didn't have a pen.
Right.
In all of my house, didn't have a pen. But
get that done.
I'm stealing one from work. Sophie Monk becoming the new Bachelorette and the Matildas winning in Newcastle against Brazil. The Australian women's soccer team has made the list.
They're on fire at the moment. We'll leave you with this. Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap, and we'll catch you with our Saturday show tomorrow. From 7 a.m. as we go national from the Central Coast. But
have a good weekend.
Enjoy.
Bye. That before the good, our final moments are here. End of the world, meant to be Saturday as Planet X will steer into Earth. No word, no point in living in fear. It is a Y2K type mess, but it is clear that if it doesn't hit, I won't dismiss the nuclear terrorist, Trumpy threats, Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un, dear oh dear, in Canterbury, Bulldogs season still isn't near. Heading to courts, Dez has the fire, drama perseveres the drama. TV's night of nights, Emmy Awards and what a side are on Nicole Kidman, one lead actress, and is it right the backlash she had while Keith was in sight? Kiss another man on the list, but she shone the light. All right, on domestic violence, the Matildas did silence with their dominant friendly win over Brazil, defiant and the science. The romance, Sophie Monk is now seeking the new Bachelorette. Searching for love, men will be wreaking havoc. So static attention from her they desire. Love from a woman that they all truly admire. Dates on dates, and yes, it isn't too late. Be sure to vote. Yes, yes, we don't deserve to dictate, yeah. Who can love who? You know what to do. It is quite sad that we are one of the few first world countries that doesn't have equal rights. Marriage equality, let's band together and fight, yeah. Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.